Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Elections Office on Wednesday at 10 a.m. will be conducting an accuracy test on voting equipment to be used in the upcoming primary elections. All interested persons are invited to attend and observe the test in the Courthouse Elections Office at 500 South Gillette Avenue, Suite 1602. Early Friday morning, police pulled a man over after he ran two stop signs. The man was obviously intoxicated and instead of stepping out of the vehicle when ordered to, took off on Highway 59. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies took over the chase, reaching speeds of up to 130 miles an hour before the man lost control of the vehicle and rolled it several times. Deputies and EMS took the man from the vehicle and he was transported to Campbell County Memorial Hospital for treatment. He'll be arrested upon his release from the hospital. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Police are looking for suspects in the theft of over 1,000 feet of copper wire stolen from Cyclone Drilling early Thursday morning. A report from an unidentified man to police said that $39,000 worth of the wire was taken. The Gillette PD has welcomed two new officers to its canine unit. Officer Ben Huang and Tanner Clemens now have new partners, Macho and Gru, both Belgian Malinois. The two canine teams will continue their on-the-job training in Gillette. The BMX fundraiser to honor Haley Evert, her husband Aaron Godinez, and daughter Tesley began with Evert's brother Hayden taking the track and jumps from the starting gate this weekend. As reported in the news record, Haley, her husband and daughter, as well as her husband's parents, were killed in a car accident in Colorado recently. Proceeds from the event have all gone to help support the family. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.